In local obituaries this morning, Mrs. Elva Pearl Burris, age 85, of Greensburg, died Monday at Jane Todd Crawford Hospital. Survivors include two daughters and a son-in-law, Sue Markham of Greensburg, Frida and Billy Cantrell of Campbellsville, two sisters, including locally by Gracie Pruitt of Greensburg, three grandchildren, four great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Elva Pearl Burris will be this morning at 10 o'clock Central Time at the Coward and Paired Funeral Home in Greensburg, with burial in the Pickett's Chapel Cemetery in Adair County. Mr. Joseph Walter J.W. Downs, age 61, of New Haven, died Sunday at his residence. He is survived by his wife, Ann Cecil Downs, two daughters of New Haven and Frankfort, one son of New Hope, two sisters, including locally by Libby Voto of Lebanon, two brothers, including locally by Romanus Downs of Loretta. Funeral Mass for Joseph Walter J.W. Downs will be this morning at 11 o'clock at the St. Vincent de Paul Catholic Church at New Hope, with burial in the church cemetery. The Mattingly Funeral Home in Loretta is in charge of the arrangements. Mr. Willard Leroy LaCrosse, age 72, of Campbellsville, formerly of Wisconsin, died Sunday at Grandview Nursing Home after an illness. He is survived by one stepson and two stepdaughters, including locally by Perry Blades and Rita Bilger of Campbellsville, two brothers and one sister of Michigan and Wisconsin, six step-grandchildren. The family of Willard Leroy LaCrosse chose cremation. The Lion DeWitt Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. Mr. Walter Edmund Miller, age 82, of Campbellsville, died Tuesday at the Medco Nursing Home after an illness. He is survived by three sons and daughters-in-law, Verlis and Betty Miller, Gary and Phyllis Miller, Roger and Karen Miller, all of Campbellsville, two daughters and sons-in-law, including locally by Jeanette and Gary Gooden of Campbellsville, one sister, Myrtle Huber, one sister-in-law, Ruby Miller, both of Campbellsville, 14 grandchildren, 21 great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Walter Edmund Miller will be Thursday afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Mount Washington Baptist Church. The family request visitation after 5 o'clock this afternoon at the Lion DeWitt Funeral Home and after 10 a.m. Thursday at the church. In lieu of flowers, the family requested expressions of sympathy be in the form of donations to Gideon Bibles or the Mount Washington Baptist Church Cemetery Fund. Mr. Robert Lee McGuffin, age 60, of Adair County, formerly of Louisville, died Monday at his home. He is survived by his wife, Mildred McGuffin, 14 children and their spouses, including locally by James and Tammy McGuffin of Columbia, Bobby and Annie McGuffin of Campbellsville, Mary McGuffin of Keltner, Christopher and Barbie McGuffin of Columbia, Matthew and Christy McGuffin of Keltner, Derek and Samantha McGuffin, Jason McGuffin, Samantha and Jared Brock, and Bobo Lee McGuffin, all of Columbia, adopted son Jason Morgan of Columbia, three brothers and three sisters, 32 grandchildren, two great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Robert Lee McGuffin will be Friday afternoon at 1 o'clock at the family farm in the Keltner community of Adair County, with burial to follow in the McGuffin family cemetery. The family request visitation after 4 o'clock this afternoon at the Ratterman Funeral Home in Louisville, and after 9 a.m. Central Time Friday at the family farm. The Coward and Paired Funeral Home in Greensburg is in charge of the arrangements. I'm Greg Gribbins, WVLC News.